26 minutes after 8 o'clock. Still to come on the program, the Stratford Festival kicks off its 65th season. That coming up in a few minutes. Swim against. But up next, one of the best ways to decrease stress and blood pressure and elevate feel-good hormones is with the help of a dog or a cat. According to my next guest, pets can be better than pills when it comes to people's emotional and physical health. Carlene Montes de Oca is the author of a book titled Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse, An Animal Lover's Guide to a Healthy, Happy, and Extraordinary Life. And she joins us on the line. Good evening to you.
Good evening. I'm so happy to be here.
Appreciate you joining us tonight. Share with us, perhaps, if you can, some of the evidence that that you've come across that owning a pet, whether it be a dog or a cat, can, in fact, do wonders for our health.
Absolutely. There is so much evidence. In fact, I feel like this weekend there's been even more studies that are coming out, but that animals can have a profound impact on our life at every stage of life, whether you're a baby, a child, a teenager, an adult, or a senior. And we've seen this across the board, from animals helping a child with the first year of their life to strengthen their immunity and decrease their chances of asthma, to helping us get more active, you know, getting us out and exercising more, getting us to play more. So there's a preponderance of evidence, I mean, and studies coming out constantly that show us this. You know, they help decrease our blood pressure, decrease our cholesterol, and, of course, all the emotional benefits, like decreasing our loneliness and, you know, being great friends.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the numbers are for Canada, for example, but certainly in the United States, and according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, over 150 million Americans have a pet, either a cat or a dog. Is it your opinion that even though so many people have pets, that perhaps they are not maximizing the health benefits that those animals can bring to them?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that all of us, you know, who care about animals, you know, we feel a connection, but it's really surprising when I actually talk to people and I bring up, well, like, for example, they'll share a story with me about how their animals help them, but they haven't really looked at the whole picture. They haven't looked at maybe in the morning, instead of them jumping out of bed and going to grab a cup of coffee or sitting down and looking at the internet to seeing what's going on, instead, they could actually maybe, you know, take some time and be present or mindful or even meditate with their animals, which is like an amazing experience to have. Or to maybe when they're out on their walk with their dog, you know, instead of pulling their dog or kind of like being on the cell phone as they're walking, to actually engage and be present in that space with a dog, because a dog goes for the experience of walking, not to get to the other end of it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there is, I always try to get people to tune into that awareness, because it can be pretty profound. It can be pretty just afford so many benefits that people are not realizing.
Meditate with your dog. How do you go about doing that?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's not like they sit and chant with you, but you can. What I find is that I will get up. There's many things, but one of the things that I do is I will get up and then I'll go to a room, you know, or a separate room, and I just sit there. And when I open my eyes, when I'm done, I usually see that everybody is gathered around me. So they're actually in that space with me. And sometimes my cat will just jump on my lap and just be very, you know, they'll just purr as I'm, you know, being in that space. So it's a pretty amazing thing. It's almost like meditating with other people sometimes and holding that space. Or frankly, if you believe in, which I do, in gratitude meditation, you know, like waking up and just being as profoundly grateful for everything as possible, because I feel it changes your perception of the entire day. It's like I look at my animals and see how grateful they are for every single thing that they get, you know, especially the rescue animals, and it makes me remember to be more grateful.
Do animals, whether they be a cat or a dog, do they know more about us than we give them credit for?
I think so. I think that just because they don't talk, we think that they're dumber or they're, you know, not as smart as us or their brains are different. But I think I don't think they think like we do per se, but I think they're way ahead of the game. I think animals, they know. I always think that they are the guardians of nature, like our companion animals in our home. They're sort of the guardians or the stepping stone into the natural world, which we seem to have forgotten. Like, for example, I'm a holistic healthcare practitioner, and one of the things I really try to emphasize to my patients is nature is very healing. You have to get out there and be in nature. You have to realize that that's part of you. And so many of us isolate ourselves with technology, or, you know, we just don't think of that. But our animals are really a great stepping stone and are that kind of connection to the natural world and our environment, which right now is taking such a beating. And we need to connect more with it.
When it comes to our health, are they keenly aware when something is not quite right, be it with our health or our emotional health, physical health or emotional?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we see a lot of that. And in the book, you know, my book, I share so many stories of people sharing exactly that, that their animals seem to know. And you know, they have, their senses are much more, you know, like they're, like if you look at a dog, they are, you know, they're, these days they are using dogs to sniff out cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So to sniff out breast cancer, to sniff out different kinds of cancer, they know when something's amiss. They know when somebody may be having an epileptic seizure. They know when somebody may be having a heart attack. And so and it's not only dogs. We see that other animals can do this as well. So they, and also emotionally, I mean, this is why I was told early on, never walk your dog when you're angry, because they pick up on that and they don't like that and it upsets them. So in many ways, they're a good, you know, they're a good mirror for us to be able to see if we're off center, because sometimes we don't know that we are. But if we see them acting out, sometimes it's good to look at yourself first rather than get mad at your dog.
You're with KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR. Carlene Montes de Oca is our guest. She's the author of Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse. She is an author, a speaker, an acupuncturist, as well as a plant-based nutritional consultant, and is the founder of the Animal-Human Health Connection that focuses on bringing awareness to the powerful ways that animals can enhance human health, happiness. And we touched on the book and mentioned your book. It's a wonderful title, by the way. But in the book, you explain the difference between being a dog or a cat owner versus being a guardian of that animal. What do you mean by that?
Sure. I think that a lot of times, and actually there is a scientific study that shows this, that when people consider themselves owners of something, you know, I own a handbag, I own a pair of shoes, I own my computer, these can be tossed away at some point when I no longer care to have them. And unfortunately, sometimes when we have that mentality that animals, we own them, we have the same thing. We end up surrendering an animal just because they're old. We end up surrendering an animal to a shelter because we're tired of them, having them. So what we have found, and there is science to show this, that when you consider yourself an animal guardian, you tend to have that animal to be part of your family. You won't be necessarily chaining that dog up in the backyard. You know, we see that guardians tend to be more empathetic, which is really important because children learning empathy grow up to be empathetic, you know, adults. And so we see, and it's interesting because they even interviewed people who were considered themselves animal owners. Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, animal guardians are definitely more empathetic. So I thought that was an interesting thing, that even owners understood the empathy quality about being a guardian.
Are there specific advantages of a dog over a cat?
Well, you know, I think it is. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think all animals are pretty awesome in their own regard, and they have qualities that are unique to them. I think in terms of relationships with them, I think it's whoever you, just like if you were, you know, you choose your friends, you know, you can choose your animal friends as well. You know, frankly, all of the animals that I've ever had in my life have chosen me.
Now, what about you mentioned having a pet in your family. If you have little ones, are there benefits of having a dog or a cat when you have children in the household?
Oh, absolutely. We see that, they have seen that children in the first 3 months even that have an animal in the home, it, you know, because you're exposed to a certain, to pathogens, probably from the fur, you're exposed to this, and so it actually increases your immunity. So what they see is that children who have animals in the home early on will have less allergies, less asthma. They will also, I think it's less antibiotics. 29% of kids will have to take less antibiotics. Less likely also, I think 44% of children will be less likely to have ear infections. So these are all great things. And, of course, we have, at least in the United States, an obesity epidemic. I mean, people are just not as active as they need to be. And when you have a dog, especially in your home, it's part of the deal. You know, you've got to go take them for a walk so kids learn to be more active. And this is important because heart health is so important, because that, and 1 in 4 people will die of some sort of heart condition in our lifetime. So it's important for kids to develop those habits early on.
Indeed. Good of you to join us tonight. Do you have a website you can leave us with?
Yes, absolutely. It's called animalhumanhealth.com, animalhumanhealth.com. And I just want to say there's this really fun quiz on that website. It's totally free. And you can go see what your dog or cat knows about your health that you might not.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful evening. Carlene Montes de Oca is the author of Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse. That website, again, is animalhumanhealth.com. KW Magazine on your community station, FM 98.5, CKWR.